Welcome to the Cronversations Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Guzman. For this week on the podcast, in an interview with Michael Davis, we'll be talking about the importance of solutions journalism in modern media and what sets it apart from most journalism out there. Michael Davis is a training and curriculum manager for the Solutions Journalism Network and oversees ongoing work with journalism schools and student media.
Well, first of all, how are you doing today?
Thank you for asking. Everything's good. I appreciate it.
Good, good. How is the Solutions Journalism Project looking from your end?
You know, this cohort year of the Solutions Journalism Student Media Challenge has been a great success already. The work that has already been published is so impressive. And the fact that the student organizations and the class followed through on their projects, on the description that they had, you know, many months ago of what they would like to report on, almost every single member of the cohort did exactly that. And sometimes people have to pivot or change, adapt, but for whatever reason, this time around, people had really solid ideas right from the start. So we're very pleased with the impact, what we've seen so far, and are really looking forward to the next 3 or 4 weeks, because that's when the motherload of content will be published.
And you mentioned that within the next 4 weeks, there's a large income of solutions content that's coming in.
8 universities across the country. The first wave came recently from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where the Daily Tar Heel, for its project, cobbled together an extraordinary news collaborative linking together 8 other schools in North Carolina, 8 other student newsrooms to all report on student mental health. And that resulted in a package of stories that landed both digitally and in print on all of those campuses. And the reverberations from those stories are still being felt. So yeah, I think the wave is going to go east to west. You know, I think that over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're really going to be seeing the product of all of the work of the students in the cohort. So I'm especially looking forward to seeing the work from Columbia College, because it's yet another example of outreach to 2 other schools in Chicago, Northeastern Illinois and DePaul, to make it more than just the voices on one campus, multiple campuses. And that's very impressive to us at Solutions Journalism Network, and a trend nationally that needs to be hailed. I'm a really big believer in collaborative journalism and what can happen when people lower their competitive shields to report on subjects for the greater good. It's a very powerful step forward for American journalism. I'm very, very happy to see it.
What change can we make just to make the solution structure more common in today's journalism? What can we do to make this more visible?
I would say reaching out to your audience through engagement is the best possible tool upon which to build a foundation of solutions journalism. Use your superpower to convene. We can still do that. We can bring audiences together. We can sponsor town halls. We could sponsor small groups to discuss issues. And most importantly, we can listen and listen well and ask great questions. That's my view of how we go from here, is getting away from many generations of journalism kind of telling people what the agenda is and setting the agenda and not doing very much listening, doing more telling than listening. I think we build on this momentum that solutions journalism gives us by doing a way better job of listening. And I know that you've done that at Columbia College. I know that your professors have stressed it, that, you know, we want to hear from the people that we serve where they think the stories are. What, you know, this especially came to the forefront during the pandemic. I do think it forced us to be better listeners. It forced us to get people on Zoom or on the phone to say, well, what's happening in your neighborhood? Are the church doors still open in your neighborhood? Are people going to the church on Sunday to exchange information?
Why do you think it is so important to talk about our accountability in solutions journalism and talking about the evidence that we get?
Yeah, because it's human nature. People, you know, would expect, you know, show me, tell me. I want to see the evidence, you know, that this works. I'd like to believe you that you say that this is working, but show me how it's working, exactly how it's working. And people deserve that. Our audiences deserve that. And, you know, we need to be as exacting as we can be in feeding it back to them. It's not to say that, you know, if a response has been around for a few months and there isn't a lot of evidence, you know, don't overclaim, never overclaim, but just report it out and just say, you know, after 3 months, X, Y, and Z has happened and they've reached X number of people with X number of dollars. That's good enough.
Thank you for listening to the Cronversations podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Guzman.